WG4 PFI. Radio check. Radio check. Anybody out there can hear this radio?
Anybody out there, KB4 CPA?
Yeah, KG4 CPA. Yeah, I've just put a new power supply, and I think I got it all hooked up right, but I just wondering if it had any noise or anything on it. It's a brand new power supply, and the other one, I'd had it for years, and it finally just went to the big power supply place in the sky.
Well, yeah, I mean, you sound great, and your mic's a little hot, but, I mean, you know, it's not like you're distorted or anything. So, but you're full quieting into the repeater, and it sounds like you got a good power supply there.
A Linko power supply. I bought it at a ham fest years ago down in Greenwood. And been a good one. But I turned it on one afternoon. I turned it on, and guess what? It didn't come on. And I said, well, it may blow the fuse. I took the fuse out and checked. So, I don't know. I'm going to put it on the swap net and give it away. If somebody knows how to work on them, I'll put it on there when it's swap nets tomorrow night, I think. Or, no, it's Wednesday night. There you go. And maybe somebody can get it and fix it and keep it for themselves.
Well, that'll be good. I'm sure somebody would know how to, turn that thing around and give it some more life. I don't think it'd be me, but but anyway, is your name Gary?
The one that calls the swap net on Wednesday night is Gary.
Sorry, and your name, sir? My name's David.
It's Don Delta Oscar November.
Well, my bad. Well, I'm sitting here on Beacon Hill at the intersection of Pelham and Haywood Road. They say this is the highest point in the city of Greenville.
Put your anti-nosebleed plugs in. If you hit the highest point, you might start suffering from altitude.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I noticed the air's a little thinner up here, but, you know. My wife and I watched this volcanic eruption that happened, oh, gosh, several years ago. And I was trying to think where exactly it was. It wasn't around here, but anyway, and they had some, they call it the White Island, and they were taking tourists up there, and the thing erupted while there were people on the volcano. Some of them were, you know, close to the edge of the crater, and that thing erupted, and I think, eight people died right there on the volcano, and then I think 22 was the total that, you know, that didn't make it from their injuries, but they did get them to the hospital. Oh, man, that was just something horrible to watch.
Oh, some people, they just, they left their brain at home when they got getting involved in something like that. This old boy right here ain't gonna be standing up there next to a volcano erupting. I mean, I might look a little crazy, but I ain't stupid.
Well, I'm right there with you, you know. And they said it was a level 2, which I don't know what that means, but anyway, they I'm sure that there was a lot of restitution paid there, and rightly so, but anyway, it was just a horrific thing, and it was kind of funny because the police wouldn't send anybody out there to help with some medics. So individuals were going out there and rescuing the people that were still alive. And you know, if it wasn't for them, they may have died right there on the volcano itself.
You have to use that thing up between your ears if you're going to go adventuring into that kind of situation. I mean, I don't think I'd want to be doing that. I ain't been too happy about flying. When I was in the Air Force, I had to fly a number of times, and I didn't pilot nothing. I was a jet engine mechanic in the Air Force, and then I went to work for a company, and then son of a gun, if they didn't fly me all over the place then. I went to Detroit and Charleston, West Virginia, and Texas three times, sent me all over the place. So I think they was trying to get rid of me, but I always kept coming back.
Hey, old dog, just keep coming back. Can't keep you away. Well, yeah, I'm a white knuckle flyer, and so I think I've done all the flying that I want to do for the rest of my life anyway. And I had a real bad experience coming back from Dallas, Texas. We flew through a winter storm. We couldn't get above it. Had to fly through it, and it was horrific turbulence. I mean, it the whole way, all the way to GSP, and then or to Atlanta, and then we had to fly, you know, fly to GSP from there. So I think they said there was an inch of ice on the runway. This was back in February 1980.
We lived in Abilene, Texas for over 3 years when I was stationed out there in the service. But they used to have crazy weather out there too. But of course we haven't crazy weather around here lately. Back when that hurricane came through here and it messed up my shop, I got another one built out there now, but I've got a lot of things to do, and it's just can't do it all at one time. Let me let you go. I've got some cleaning up here that I got to do around where I had wire and stuff laying around all over the place for my better half knocks another knot on top of my head. This is KG4PFI. This is Don. I'm in Piedmont, South Carolina. Send me threes.
Okay, Don. KG4PFI. I believe I got that right. Good to talk with you. And I'm pulling up here to the sports club. I'm getting ready to play some more tennis. And rain or shine, I guess we'll be in the bubble, go in the bubble if it starts raining. But anyway, got a clinic at 6 o'clock, so I got here a little early. But no worries. Well, enjoyed it, 73s, and we'll talk to you later. Keep everybody straight down there in Piedmont. KB4CBA.
Check in November 4, Romeo, Charlie, Mike, Chris, and Skyland. Zoe.